This is the Tree of Life, Season 13, Chapter 5. In this episode, we will be talking about another form of structural adjustment, the impulse inversion. Now, in the past episode, we talked about how both displacement mirroring and nonlinear structural bypasses represent phase shifts within a sinusoidal function of varying degrees. In this episode, I would like to talk about another form of structural adjustment, namely the negational impulse inversion, as another form of phase shift. Now, the conjoined consensuality generally abhors negational structures. Thus, these negational structures must be eliminated somehow. From the standpoint of the person acting pursuant to negation, in the creation of a dissonant space, the corresponding substitution event, negational structure, and return to time parsimony, we have called this a structural bypass. However, from the standpoint of the conjoined consensuality, what is actually happening from one end of the structural bypass to the other is the shift of a negational impulse to an affirmational one. The time in between, which is effectively overwritten by the convoluted path through causal reordering, does not, in fact, exist retrospectively. Thus, we can see that the phase shift associated with the inversion of an impulse is a narrow form of phase shift, focused toward the aim of flipping a negational impulse to an affirmational one. Now, this does not mean that every negational impulse is affirmed by the conjoined consensuality. There is a transitory transitionary state, where that impulse remains inverted yet is affirmational to self, during which time the impulse can only be called self-referential, but not self-conscious. During this period, the impulse is filtered out by its interactions with the other. That is to say, the self-referential, but not self-conscious impulse has a character which can only be described as vain. The structural bypass, manifesting as an inversion of a negational impulse, involves a phase shift of a sinusoidal function corresponding to affirmation of a particular rhythm or cycle. The shift is so small as to be capable of teasing out the negational impulse by flipping it into a self-referential, but not self-conscious form. The medium for this flipping may be as simple as stimulating one order of the bodily cycles or rhythms such as the ingestion phase of the digestive cycle. Or it may involve use of other form of stimulation to focus that impulse via an echo chamber such as may be found on the internet. In other words, these phase shifts are of a low degree, represented by minute shifts in rhythm or cycle associated with a phase. They involve teasing out negational impulses one by one through affirmation into what is effectively an echo chamber, either within a cycle itself, or within the internet as an echo chamber. These impulses then are not actively affirmed, that is, they do not become self-conscious referentially. In this fashion, they retain the isolating quality of negational impulses, without the corresponding drawback of producing desynchronization and asynchronicity within the conjoined space. In fact, it is interesting that the conjoined space treats bodily rhythms or cycles as chambers, just like the internet with its echo chambers. As the bodily cycles or rhythms possess two forms, those which are self-conscious by need, that is concealed, or negational, and those which are self-conscious referentially, it is easy to see that the commonality between these two forms of chamber reflect only the self-conscious cycles or rhythms. That's the end of the podcast for today.